All right. I guess I was muted there for some reason.
I mean, that's usually a good thing.
Yeah, nobody needs to hear me. What up, everybody? We are back.
Back. Man,
Short end person here with your man, Handsome Shrek.
what up? What are we, 2 weeks in a row almost?
That's some shit.
Man, it's gonna be a blizzard this weekend.
But we're here for you because we have something coming up this weekend that everybody is interested in.
The Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, that But it is the Super Bowl LBI, LIV.
What is it, 58? What is it?
I have no idea. I think it's
70?
LIV. But whatever
Is it
it
52 or
is
54?
here. Let's go to the Google and see what we got. LV I. So I was way off.
58. Peter Bowler, baby.
But it is the 49ers Chiefs Super Bowl.
Lame.
Right. We
What
we'd
a
much rather see Ravens Cowboys, but maybe we'll get that next year. Let's see. That'd be great.
Even Ravens Lions, I've been
That would have been great as well.
studying.
Yes. As long as it wasn't another blowout like when the Lions came here.
I mean, honestly, the most exciting Super Bowl would have been Cleveland Lions.
I agree. I agree. That would have been very interesting and wild.
I mean, CJ Stroud would have been cool in the Super Bowl too.
Yeah.
Anything but this.
Anything but
Literally anything.
We got the one thing we didn't want to see.
But the NFL wants to see it.
That's true. I just saw that they've announced that they're going to play a game in fucking Spain in 2025. So yes,
So that's
the Brazil
why.
one next season, and then Spain in 2025.
What was the Super Bowl colors last year?
Last year, I don't. It was the two teams that ran it, so it was Eagles and Chiefs. So it was red and
And then
green.
before that, that was when it was the Rams, right?
Yeah, Rams, Bengals.
And that's probably when they made the deal with Brazil. So they're like, hey, look, Super Bowl colors, here's a little bit of yellow in here for Brazil. And you know what? They closed the deal with Spain, like, hey, it's gonna be a red on red Super Bowl for you.
Boom. There it is.
You know,
The fix is in.
fix it
It's
in.
all scripted. It's all scripted, boys and girls. But how do you see this script playing out this weekend?
Well, which color is closer to Spain's flag? And that's San Francisco.
Is that right?
I believe
What does
so.
Spain's flag look like? Isn't there some green in there?
Maybe. I'm honestly thinking about the football Spanish team.
It's red and yellow. So that's both teams early,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. Actually, I'm gonna look it up.
It's this.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I would say
Honestly,
yes, the fix is in because they both
the
have red and yellow, and they just announced that the game's gonna be in Spain. So yeah, it's all scripted.
all straight.
That's a damn shame.
I mean, there's a lot of different theories about how the script's gonna play out. You have all the lucky number 13 for Taylor Swift and our boy Brock Purdy, number 13. I say our boy because I sure as shit ain't no boys with anybody in Kansas City.
I agree.
So at this point it's bad guys and neutral. I don't really give a crap about them guys.
Yeah, and I kind of feel bad for the Niners because for some reason they've been practicing outside all week, whereas the Chiefs been practicing inside. And first the field, the outside field was screwed up because they resodded it, so it was already soft. And then it's been fucking raining, so their field flooded. So a lot of weird shit has been going on against the 49ers.
Yeah, but let's be if we're really talking about the game,
Right.
or what the game should be, and there's no outside factors at play, Christian McCaffrey it should have three or four touchdowns.
Agreed. Agreed.
And there's no way Kansas City, regardless of how prolific their passing is going to be. Mahomes would have to throw for 300 yards and keep time possession at like a 2-to-1 clip in order for them to have a chance. Because San Francisco should. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you'll know that the game's fixed if McCaffrey doesn't touch the ball more than, if he touched the ball less than 15 times in the first half, it's fixed. So.
I would tend to agree with that. You got to go with, you have on that side of the ball, they have so many playmakers. You got to get the ball into those playmakers' hands. McCaffrey out of the backfield, no one can cover him.
No.
It ain't happening.
And when I say touches, it doesn't have to be rushes, a pass or rush. If he doesn't have 15 touches, they were told game plan, you're not supposed to win this game. Make it fun, entertaining, keep it close, do whatever you want, but you don't play to win the game.
Will they be turning the lights off again? That's the question.
Well, that's only because Baltimore is horrible actors. Horrible, horrible actors. So if you go all the way back to that Super Bowl and Baltimore was in it was going to be a blowout because they were like, hey, you're supposed to keep it close and have the game be exciting. Everyone's going to turn off at half to shut the lights off. Yeah. Horrible actors, Baltimore.
Was very interesting. That Super Bowl was a very interesting Super Bowl because, of course, the Ravens ran out to such a huge lead at halftime, and then even after the half, they returned that the kickoff for a touchdown. So it was domination until the lights went out, and then the Niners came back.
Look, there's another thing that's also at play, why the Niners are going to win. Last time Niners were in the Super Bowl, who was the head coach?
Harbaugh. Oh no, I'm sorry. It was the dude that they coach now. They just went like 3, 4 years ago.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah.
What were you going
I
with?
was going with Harbaugh, just had one with Michigan,
Right.
took his quick exit from college football, and the story is going to be San Francisco can win despite or win in the face of Jim Harbaugh. Like, Jim, you couldn't do it.
Right, he's now in their division with the Chargers, so
So it's going to be, it kind of like another story narrative for going forward in this future season. It's rubbing his nose
apologies.
in
He
it.
is not in the Chargers are in AFC. Apologies, everyone who just flipped their this dummy.
And I just can't see them being able to pull off cheating it and stealing it from San Francisco in front of this many people, with this many people already upset calling the league fixed.
Well, if they've been doing it all this time, it can be done. You know, that's one of the, you know, the greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing the world he didn't exist. It's that type of thing that, you know, when you sit back and look at all the theories and all the things that we say, oh, this is scripted, this is meant to happen, the NFL wants it to happen.
They Taylor Swift everybody. They gaslight them.
Yeah. It's always easy to say that, nah, that's so outlandish. It's just whatever happened. That's when you can slide it right in and make it happen.
What's the craziest theory that you heard thus far in terms of the script?
I can't really call what is the craziest thing. But again, when you look at the increased viewership that the NFL is having, they break every week they're breaking records of viewership. But this has only happened since Taylor Swift started showing up at games. And not only is it the Chiefs games, but the buzz around the league, everyone's talking about it, even in games that don't even involve the Chiefs or involve Taylor Swift, you know? But one thing that I guess we could kind of say is kind of crazy and out there. If you remember the game when Taylor Swift showed up, and also Hugh Jackman showed up, and Reynolds, and the director of Deadpool 3, and that's when all the all the theories went out that, oh, she's going to play Dazzler. She's going to be one of the X-Men. She's going to be in a movie. Well, we know that that trailer is going to be released during the Super Bowl. So what better way, if in fact she is in that film, what better way than to show that, than to show that trailer, show her in it. She's at the game. Bada boom, bada bing.
I like the way you're going with this. It's all about entertainment. It's all about how do we make Taylor Swift more money? How do we make and utilize her to make other people more money? So the craziest theory I heard, and it's going to happen.
Okay.
Because why not? Let's just go as crazy as it's going to be. 13, you hear everything about number 13 because of Taylor Swift. Brock Purdy, 13, MVP of the Super Bowl, they win. However, the big winner, the way the story's going to be written, is going to be Taylor Swift getting proposed to at the game.
Yeah.
And then the next season, instead of Hard Knocks, it's going to be like Hard Rock, like her. Their engagement and how to balance football with entertainment and everything that she does with her new movie and how it all interplays together.
I gotta tell you, that would be insane. I could see that happening. Now that you're talking about it, you kind of got the wheels turning on me. I could actually see her starting her own fucking streaming network just for that.
Yep. I could 100%.
God damn it. Look what you did. Look what we did, kids.
Hey, if she starts doing, if they didn't have the idea and we look and see when they copyrighted, we should get some royalty as
At
well.
least a little bit, a couple
Yeah.
dollars.
I mean, I'll take a 0.5% of whatever multi-trillion dollar,
I'm cool with that. I'm cool.
0.01% I'll take from your trillion dollar business
Let me
venture.
have a little bit, share.
Yeah.
Share.
And your next big idea will come from here again.
Yeah, we got you. We got nothing but ideas, my friend. Trust me on that. So you're going Niners. I agree with you. I think this is the year the Niners get it done. They've been close recently. If you remember, they were knocked out of the championship game last season when they didn't have a quarterback because everybody was hurt. And then they, during the offseason, they put the ball in Purdy's hands, and they've been rocking and rolling here all season. They did have a couple stumbling blocks. The Ravens beat that ass, of course. And then near the end of the season, they also didn't play very well. These last two playoff games, they were, I'm sorry, yeah, the last two playoff games, they were kind of hit or miss as they were going through and playing. And of course, they went down big to Detroit in that first half. So it's going to be, I tell you what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a fantastic game that keeps us engaged for the entire four quarters.
So, what do you got? Winner, score, and the over under. Then I'll
What
go ahead and say
is the
this one. The
over-under?
over and under is, I think, 47 and a half.
Okay. So we're going over 49ers 30 to 28.
Real close now, but our team.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So is it going to be won or is it going to be lost? And when I say that, is it going to be a field goal that wins it to put it to 30, or is it going to be a missed field goal that ends up losing the game and keeps it at 30 to 28?
Going to be a field goal to win it. It's going to be 28-27 coming down to the wire. Purdy's going to rock and roll him down the field, get him in field goal range, kick the field goal, win the game.
Interesting. All right, so I got the under.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to put the bet in for the exact score, it's going to be 27 to 13.
Ooh, 13. I like what you did there.
And it's going to be one of those games where you're like, man, the Super Bowl kind of went quick and it wasn't really dazzling exciting
Dazzler,
because,
see what you did there.
and San Francisco is going to go up by 7. And then it's going to be like 7-3, maybe 7-7. It's going to be a little bit there, but they're going to always kind of keep a slight lead. And the other bet for you guys, McCaffrey, two or more touchdowns. That's rushing or pass or receiving.
Okay.
So I think it's just going to be held slightly out of their range the entire time. And then at towards the end of the game, 20 to 13. Something's going to happen where it's going to be push the ball down the field, maybe pick six, fumble recovery, and final score 27-13.
You got all that? Have you been taking notes?
You guys get there's a lot of money to
Because this
be
second take disputed pod is going to make you a lot of money.
made.
Again, this is for informational purposes only. But if you take that information and do something with it, just make sure you let us know, and
How much you guys want in the comments?
definitely provide some sort of a kickback.
Oh, man.
But that's it. This one was a nice, short, and sweet podcast for you, leading you into Super Bowl 58. Is that what we said?
58.
LVII.
I.
So there you have it, and we'll get back at you next week to do the aftermath and see how we did with our predictions.
And hopefully we don't have bad blood.
Oh
But
my God.
regardless of what happens, we'll shake it off. Shake it off.
Tell them all good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.